What's up, guys? This is Kaylee Johnson here with Digital Journey. If you're a person that's wanting to learn social media, maybe that's just for you personally, maybe it's for your business, this is the right place for you. Today, we have the pleasure of having Anne Laffin come on the show. Anne is a marketing problem solver, strategist, and content creator who helps entrepreneurs and founders grow and amplify the inspiring work that they bring to the world. She has a 20-year marketing career working with various companies, large and small, including startups in the market research, tech, financial service, and animal health industries. In 2020, Anne decided to start Finn Marketing, a marketing consultancy for early stage startups. Anne, thank you so much for coming on. I'm excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've already mentioned I've been marketing for 20 years at this point, which snuck up quickly. And in the later part of my career, I had the pleasure of working for a very early stage startup. I was employee number 6. And so that's pretty early. And really found that I loved that environment. I loved the pace of it. I loved that the team was all in one room. You could see change happen really quickly. And I just gravitated towards that type of environment. And so when the opportunity presented itself where I could start my own business, which it did right in the middle of the pandemic, go figure, I jumped on it and I decided I really wanted to work with startups because I loved it so much. And so that's how I got where I am now, right? And the company that I started, Finn Marketing, that's my audience, early stage companies.
Awesome. And what exactly does Finn Marketing do?
I work primarily on messaging, strategy, and then I definitely help with execution. Again, because so many of these companies they don't have a marketing team at all, or they don't have a ton of resources, they are usually looking for somebody to come in and help with at least a portion of the execution plan that we pull together. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Very true. I know when I've worked with some smaller companies too, and the marketing segment can always be something that's a struggle because you look at other companies whose marketing strategies are so grand and think you have to live up to that. It's, I don't have the resources to do it. It's like, there are other ways to do it, you know? So
100%.
Something that lots of businesses need, for sure. So you talk about marketing strategy a lot. Why is marketing strategy so important? Why do we need that? Why can't we just fly by the seat of our pants?
So, I mean, I guess you can, is the short answer, but here's why it's important, right? I see strategy as the container. So let's say you wanted to have some ice cream, right? Most people, you're either going to eat it out of a bowl or I suppose the container, right? But either way, it is in some vessel that keeps it contained. You usually wouldn't just dump it onto the counter and just eat it off the counter. It melts everywhere. It makes a mess. Like, it doesn't really look like ice cream anymore. If you don't have a strategy for your marketing, that's kind of the situation you find yourself in, where everything is just sort of a mess. It's scattered all over the place. It maybe doesn't really even look like marketing anymore because there's nothing to hold it together. So the strategy provides that frame for all your tactics to kind of be built upon. So that's why it really is so important.
No, that's definitely key. Sometimes if you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail and you're planning to not succeed in that aspect. So you have to have some sort of structure. So what does a marketing strategy actually look like? What components do you need to take in when trying to figure out what even is a marketing strategy?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I look at. And actually, before I get to the marketing strategy, I actually start with, what are we trying to accomplish as a company?
Yes.
So what's the overall business goal? Right? What's the North Star? And I start there. And then the marketing strategy should feed into how we're going to accomplish that business goal. So I might look at and see, okay, well, we know what the business goal is. Now, do we know who our audience is? Like, are we guessing?
Yes.
Are we still trying to find out? Right? So we need to also think about that. Where does our audience live? How can we reach them? What kind of resources do we have to actually reach them? So whether it's human capital or actual cash, right? Mm-hmm. What do we have to get there? And then I'd pull together a plan of, well, given these circumstances, we need to either bring in X number of leads, or we need to be in X number of channels, or produce X number of content to help get us to this overall business goal. So that strategy usually, to me, gets pulled together in a plan. And that's our guide for how we're going to execute over the course of 3 months, 6 months, a year.
No, that's so good. And that's one thing we talk a lot about Digital Journey is, who is your target audience? Because, you know, small businesses, entrepreneurs are normally very creative and have a goal that they want to help someone with. And it might be like, I want to promote this product because it helps people. And it's like, well, if you're aiming to target everyone, you're not going to fulfill your potential. Right. You know, you need to narrow it down to, what type of people are you trying to reach? Where are they on? I have so many people, since I focus on social media, who come on and say, all right, do I need to be on every platform? And I'm like, no. I'm not even on every platform. And that's why having that strategy is so important, because otherwise you can be doing so many different things at once that none of them are going to be extremely good and healthy.
And effective. I think, you know, thinking of your audience here and mine too, that resourcing piece, you know, your example of, should I be on every single channel? How are you actually going to create and sustain content if that were the case, right? And I think that's the question that also needs to be asked of any marketing strategy. Again, is like, can we really support the strategy that we've laid out, right? Sometimes, and I used to do this more in the past, I would start big and then cull down. I've actually now kind of flipped that, where I will start smaller, and then if we actually have more time or find we have more resourcing, I will add to it. But I find that it's easy to get distracted.
Yes.
It's easy to look at the shiny things, and suddenly the strategy gets really blown out of proportion, particularly when there's not a lot of resourcing. So to your question earlier, like, how do we start with the strategy? It's, you know, focusing on that North Star and keeping your tactics and plan feasible, like keeping it honest, are all important.
Yeah, no, that's very valuable, and something that, you know, if you want to succeed and thrive, and if you want to not waste your time, it's important to have all of those things. And one thing I want to move on and talk about is, I think a lot of times when people think about marketing and social media, we can get the wrong idea and think it's just us telling our message. And we just have to produce content, and then something magical will happen. And we forget that, you know, social media was created for that interaction, right? And it was created to have that connection. So you talk some about messaging. What role does messaging play in a marketing strategy? Is it important to message other people, or should you just hope that they enjoy your content enough and kind of message you? How does that
work? Yeah, I mean, I think that, social media, like, it's in the name, is to be social,
yes,
right? It's not to, hopefully you're not talking at someone,
yes,
something all the time. There should be, and right now in my head, I'm actually thinking of LinkedIn. It's where I do the bulk of my own marketing. It's where I would suggest a lot of businesses do some of their social media outreach, because it's a really good channel for engaging, for being social, for sending messages, right? It's sort of built for exactly that. So while I do think there should be, the way that you message, again, using LinkedIn as an example here, needs to also be done strategically. I get really frustrated when I get just these blanket cold outreach that have nothing to do with me, that are clearly automated. Like, I get it. I understand why they're happening, but I don't even respond. That's not like I just kind of glaze over, no effect on me. So I would say, if you're going to message people, whether that's through on the feed or directly, make sure there's a reason for your outreach. And more often than not, my best connections have occurred when I'm just asking for a chat. Like, it has nothing to do with selling. It has nothing to do with trying to, it's just about connection and networking. And I find, again, like, these channels are made for being social. Yes, there are times and a time and a place to highlight your product, highlight your service, but messaging is, you know, it's a vital part of the strategy when done properly.
No, I definitely agree. When I get a message from someone and it's like, oh, I noticed that you do podcasting, do you want me to level you up to 250,000 followers? And that's the first thing they send. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Bye. And I just delete them and I move on. But then I've had other people message me who might be in marketing also and say, hey, not trying to sell you anything. I'd really just like to chat. And that's where some of my strongest connections have come from, of them being able to refer me to people, or me referring them, or having them come on as guest speakers. And just building that genuine connection without expecting a sale is so valuable.
100% agree. It really is. It's key. I think the more time I spend as a solopreneur, the more I realize how valuable that networking skill and your network is. So I agree.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that's interesting to process through. When you're creating content and figuring out, you know, how much of it should be sales, how much of it should be informational. One thing we like to focus on is like who, you know, take the people you're reaching as a person. Don't think of them as a number. Right. Don't think of them as a future profit. Like, these are individual people. Mm-hmm. And we crave human connection so much that when we go on social media and we see a company or a solo entrepreneur who you're like, oh my goodness, you actually care about me.
Right.
You know, you're asking questions, not questions that are going to set you up for a sale, but because you care about me. Right. And that's how you create those connections and that trust that might end up at a sale later and it might not. But having that, even that, that trust behind your brand and that strength is so valuable and something a lot of people don't have.
I agree. I think it's even since the pandemic, that need for connection seems to be even greater. It's like we all kind of forgot how to interact and are still trying to figure it out now. So, you know, social media, I think, can help to an extent there, and certainly can help with introductions for business and just good people to have in your network, right? It's great.
I think I agree. It's something valuable. And I think social media is a good place, especially for, you know, I started my business after the pandemic. And so getting into that is completely different than other people who have been having, you know, running businesses before that. And so the way even learning how to run a business or learning how to grow your small business during that is so different. And I think having a marketing strategy and learning how to communicate with people differently is important, because you can talk with other small business owners who didn't focus as much on social media because maybe in-person stuff was easier.
Right.
But now we've swapped to that mindset of realizing that, yes, digital can be valuable. It can be overused, but it is valuable also. Like, there's no way I would have been able to fly to Connecticut to have this, you know, conversation with you. But because it's digital, you know, I can have that. And it's important to learn, you know, how to ethically do that and how to do that in a healthy way.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Anne. This was a pleasure to hear more about marketing strategy and, you know, why it's needed and why everyone, you know, it's important, especially for small businesses and entrepreneurs, to have that strategy. So where can our listeners find you? Where can they reach out to you if they want to hear more about what you do?
You can connect with me on LinkedIn or go to my website, finmarketingm.com.
Awesome. And we'll have all of that linked below. If you're, you know, doing yard work right now or driving, don't worry about it. Don't try to take notes. We'll go ahead and have all that linked below so that when you finish up there, you can access that. And thank you so much, Anne, for coming on. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.